And I have James Blundell on the phone. Good morning, James.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm very well. And you're in Brisbane at the moment?
I'm actually driving from Rockhampton back to home prior to going down to Victoria. So one of these days I'll swap my beaten up youth for a Falcon jet and everything will be a lot easier.
Come down our way.
Yeah, sure. Well, actually, I love this part of the world. I go to there quite often. I'm visiting all the schools and schools here, so I go past the front door quite often.
Our front door?
Yeah.
Oh, you need to come in.
I'll do that.
Now, James, I've noticed your itinerary. You've just released a new album called Campfire.
Indeed, and on the road, busily promoting it. It's one of those ones that sort of developed a life of its own. Karen Waters, my record label head, who was born and raised in Bourke, actually, to give you some idea of how practical.
You're not far.
Yeah, that's right. She suggested at the end of last year that we do an album purely for the joy of picking some songs we liked, and it just got away on us. It started off with an 8-track solo acoustic thing to sell to fans that they couldn't get retail, and at the moment, it's released on the 2nd of February, the top 10 on 3 different album charts. So, when you least expect it, the music doesn't work.
It just doesn't work. Well, I think this is going to work.
It's taken off like a rocket.
It has taken off like a rocket. You've got a lot of artists on that, haven't you?
Yeah, besides
what you've written a bit too to go on it, but you've got
and all of them I have a history with going back, a number of years. On the first track, Beck Lavelle guest, and Beck was the vocalist for McLeod's Daughter soundtrack. So a lot of people know her voice immediately, but don't know much of Beck's own work. She's a really, really good, great artist in her own right. And Paul Costa, everybody knows about, but, Paul and I have known each other for 15 years, and it was just fantastic to get the chance to work together. And Johnny Taylor from Western Australia is, they're just all great players. And the thing is, the track that I think, surprised me the most is the last track on the album, which is Blowing in the Wind. And someone told me 5 years ago that during my career I would record the version Blowing in the Wind. That's not going to happen. But Anne Kirkpatrick's on it, Liam Kennedy Clark, who played all of the acoustic guitar on the album, sings the last verse. But that came about because 18-year-old girl had done a sport in a little tiny pub in Victoria. We were looking for the song to sing together at the end of the night. She handed me her songbook open and Blowing in the Wind. This one, I just laughed. So my entire generation, that was grew up on that one. So, it wound up with a really good place on the album and loved the performance.
Oh, that is good. That is number 10 on the album.
That's correct.
You've got some great songs on it. We're a little bit taken to Rain, the one that you wrote of Mellencamp. Well, you didn't write, but you sang Mellencamp put out with Rain on the Scarecrow.
That's right. I remember the first time I heard that album. I've always been a John Mellencamp fan, right, when he was, I can't even think of his pop name now, Johnny Cougar. I've heard so good the other pop single he had. Always been a great singer, always been a fantastic writer, and Scarecrow, the album, I've always rated as the best country rock album ever produced, because Don Gaiman was at the top of his game and produced it. Mellencamp was thinking up a storm with the band, was $1 million, so to have a chance to sing Scarecrow was, right on Scarecrow was a real plus.
Oh, big plus. It's beautiful, beautiful song. Little bit about you. You were, I don't know whether people know this, but you were the first Australian country artist to record in Nashville.
So that's true, actually.
How long ago?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm proud of having survived this through 2 centuries.
Well, 30 years you've been recording. You've toured Europe.
That's right. And it goes through all the... country music's actually big on the west coast of Europe. Denmark and Holland and Germany and France and that. And so spent quite a lot of time over there. A bit of time in the UK and Scotland, Ireland in particular. Canada was big, and North America not so much because it had only really just started to become the mainstream music form now over there. So we were sort of starting that whole revolution, not so much evolution. And, it's now, I think it's the most listened to genre of music in North America now.
And you're doing a lot of touring around here promoting. Well, when I say you, I don't know how you do it.
You're neither do I, to be honest.
I noticed your itinerary, my goodness. You're one minute you're in Tasmania, then you're back over the East Coast, and then you're the West Coast, and but you will be at Lightning Ridge.
That's right. I'm actually really looking forward to that. I've only been to the Ridge a couple of times, once on the way through and once to perform for the Variety Club. And it's a great town. I mean, that and Coogee, I mean, they're unique on the planet. They're, they're very, very special areas.
Very different. Very different.
Yeah, absolutely.
And but I love both those. I love Coogee, being there, but oh, that beautiful black opal. You'll have to go and have a look at some of that while you're in that Lightning Ridge. But that's not until June.
No, not for a while, but there's finishing on Lightning Ridge, there's a wonderful sign there somewhere. A friend had a lease, and the sign says, vehicles with brakes give way to those without.
Look, if you look around Lightning Ridge, there's a lot of wonderful signs. Wonderful song. You need to have your camera and take those
That's
songs.
Right. That's right.
They'd be good album covers.
I'm telling you. That would be a lot of fun.
That would be. Now, what's your future besides travelling all this year? You got another album you're going to release? You've just released one, so probably not for a while.
No. Ironically, there's three releases this year. The first album, at Campfire, came out the 2nd of Feb. Then I'm actually working right now on the new what they call a career album, which is one now with all my writing on it. And then at the end of the year, because this is my 30th year in the business, an anthology covering 30 years of music from Gidgeybug, Carbon Song, Curry Cattle Song, right through now.
I hope on this second album you're putting out, you've got Way Out West.
We may reprise it. It's often been requested. Yeah.
It's very popular. And, you know, that was my introduction to James Blundell.
Are you poor girl?
No, I'm not. I loved it.
We have had so much fun with that song over the years. You know, I'm often asked if I'm sick of singing it, but again, I didn't write it. The Dingoes wrote it. I love it as much as anybody. I think it's a great song.
You love writing?
Yeah, very much. Very much. So that's sort of, as I age, I think it's the thing that I enjoy most. Saying as much as you can in as few words as possible while leaving it open to other people's personal interpretation. So it's that you don't restrict the song to your own perspective. It's, I think, a great song for the ones that someone would say, I had no idea what that song was actually about because it meant to me, you know, and it's that I've had that with a lot of artists.
But you, as you said, did you help write it, you said? You did.
Way Out West?
Yep.
No, I
didn't.
Oh,
that's the one that
song was written in 1973.
Oh, it's a long way.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was 9 years old.
We won't go back that far. We won't go back that far. This Campfire, it's a great album. Great album. And it's just released and people can get it now. But you can get it in the shops now, can't you?
I always laugh. They say you can get it in all good music stores. I'm not sure what a bad music store is, but you won't find one there.
No.
And always, the beauty of it now is it's quite often in the past, if distribution is not effective, people sort of go, I can't get it. But you can always get it online or you can ask your retailer to get a copy for it. It's very, very easy to get.
Mm. So this Campfire, you're very proud of it.
Well, I just think I can step back from it because they're not my songs. They're songs I love and songs that I think really benefit from having their production paired right back because the words are so good. I mean, the people who wrote the songs on the album are Cyndi Lauper and Bob Dylan and Bruce Springsteen and John Mellencamp
and James Blundell.
Yeah, so, you know, the Eagles, Don Henley, Don Walker, you know, it's pretty impressive list of writers.
Very good artists in their own rights.
That's right.
Well, look, James, I do appreciate you. I suppose you pulled over on the side of the road talking to us.
That's exactly right. You know me well.
Well, you're a good boy. You wouldn't drive along while you're talking. I know you.
There is the thought.
And thank you for talking to us. And we're going to go to air when I finish talking to you with Rain on the Scarecrow and that.
Oh, fantastic.
That is, I love it. I think it's a good song. You've got a lot of good songs on this album. People must go out and get Campfire because then they hear a wonderful array of artists.
Well, that's the thing. It's I'm as excited about the guests on it as I was about the recording itself. And in this particular song, Scarecrow, the Wolf Brothers are on it. I met the Wolfies when I was in Norway.
They're doing this one with you. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. And they just, you know, when I got it back from them, I thought, that's a great job. They've done such a fine job. They're wonderful fellows. So I hope people enjoy it.
We will. I'm sure that everyone else will. I mean, the station plays it quite a bit, so we're very happy to put this on over the airwaves for you. Thank you for talking to us, James.
Always a pleasure.
Drive carefully and come to Narrabri.
I will do that. I'll let you know
We're not far from Lightning Ridge, and I'm sure Karen knows her way around this area.
Well, I think what we might do is we can come and do an interview, play a song with us, go through the Lightning Ridge chat.
Oh, we would love that.
We'll see what we can do.
That would be wonderful. It's a date.
Right.
Thank you, James.
You're welcome.